For me, I feel like we're just a little bit ahead of the game. The adjoining property owner at this point does not own the land. So my question is, again, if we split this cost and for some reason it's determined that it's not profitable for them to pursue the land, you know, where did we get with design work? How are we guaranteed that that road's going to go through for the extra money that we would be willing to spend? And again, we were potentially willing to spend that extra money, you know, again, for the city's benefit, the school's benefit, to work together with developers. So again, we didn't need to, but we were willing to extend ourselves out to that. So again, that's kind of a reason on, or a big question on, you know, we're not in a position to spend money unless there's that guarantee that we're spending the money for the purpose of that road going through. So if for some reason something falls through on the purchase of the adjoining land, you know, how are we guaranteeing our that road's going through? And then, again, there's the unknowns of the road width, which we just recently discussed. Is it 66 feet? Is it 80 feet? You know, how do we want that? What's going on with the temporary road by the school? To me, it's hard to move on to a design phase if we don't have those specific questions answered, because I feel that that's pertinent information for part of the design. So, I mean, really, just in summary, again, I can't reiterate enough that we are absolutely willing to cooperate, and we see the benefit of the road going through for, again, all the parties involved. I just think we need some of these questions, you know, answered and more definitive things to take place before we proceed.
Sir, your name and address, please, for record.
All right, thank you, thank you. Mayor, Alderman, Alderwoman, I'm Fred Aldenova. I have been in business for about 35 years, and for about the last 20 years with my partner, Dan Carmody, who's been in business for over 40 years. We have done many successful developments in the area. Brookfield, Oak Creek, Cudahy, Elkhorn, Lake Geneva, Burlington, building subdivisions, apartment complexes, duplexes. We have the Walter Hebowitz property under contract right now, which is the area north of this future road, Marquette Street, which is going in. From 49th Street east to Pleasant View School, we feel that we should not have any cost to us because we don't have any frontage on that property. I think, and our position is, that the owners to the south and to the north of that street should share the cost of that development, not some party that has no ownership in it. From 49th Street to 51st Street, Marquette Avenue, we agree that it should be on a shared prorated basis on footage. We were willing to pay our share of that cost. On the design cost, we would do it on a prorated basis also on what affects us and not pay for somebody else's development that has no effect or benefit for us. We think that Craig from Source One proposed the development and the cost. We didn't get a receipt, a proposal until that meeting. So I was of the proposal that we should look at the cost and maybe the two developers together could come up with a cost-effective plan and a joint design on the road. You've seen a couple of up here. We have one that we put forward to Nick and the city engineer, Glenn, and we split it down the middle, avoiding the Hebowitz property on 49th Street, and Drexel LLC, the owner of the property on 51st Street, to bring it down and up and curve it as close as we can to 50-50 on the shared cost on it. And we're just looking for the guidance as to how to proceed, where is the road going to go, what can we do to meet these objectives for the road, the grades, the height, our retention pond, We have our engineers working on this plan. They've had a few years advance of us. We are coming to the table, but we are working hard and proceeding as fast as we can to catch up and go ahead with this development. We want to work with the city. We want to work with Creative Homes to the south. I don't see why there should be a conflict at all. I think we should be successful with your city planner, and I think we should be successful with your engineer, Glenn. I have no reason to see that this development will not proceed successfully as the past has been for us. You can communicate with any of these communities, and they will speak very highly of us. I am looking forward to developing with Dan Carmody. This property of Wally Havlitz to the north of Marquette Street.
Mr. Abinala, first of all, welcome to the city. We hope to work for you, with you. Ms. Watson, do you have the parcel east of 49th on the south side? Is that yours?
Our parcel is to the south. Or, I'm sorry, where are you asking?
49th Street.
Oh, 49th.
Whose parcel is that to the east?
This area here is ours.
I'm not going to short circuit the conversation. Alderman Taylor.
Well, so I've heard what everybody said, heard the alderwoman said. When I got elected in 2008, same as Alderman Wilhelm, the hot topic was another access point to Pleasant View School. And I remember there was, the reason why you're here is because the alderman before you was supporting going to the east. And those neighbors, that was Hillendale, right? Hillendale? Mm-hmm. And those neighbors were very upset, and they created their own flyers, and you won by 4 votes. Okay? That was Al Hamelman. So he lost his job. And so this council, it took years to get additional access to Pleasant View for safety purposes. And we put that road, Marquette, we put that through. And so the road that goes to 49th Street is not a, you know, Jack Bennett, super big road, curbs and that.
It's a half width.
Exactly. It's temporary. Always was meant to be temporary. And what I said to myself all along while we were having these conversations was, if we're going to develop any of that farmland, a road's going to go all the way through to 51st Street. Simple as that. So I'm not going to support any development to the south, to the north, unless that road goes through. Now, the way I look at it is, both of you need each other. I mean, you need, I think, to get your road through, you need some of their right-of-way, east of or west of 49th, is that correct? I mean, some of that property is yours, right?
Under our current layout, we need to work together.
Exactly.
Under our current layout.
Current layout. So, but I'm saying, even on that road that's right there in front of us, some of that is your property as well. Is that correct? South of the orange line?
Yes.
Right. So
east of 49th Street is their creative right. property and the owners to the north, which is not us.
Well, you're trying to purchase that.
No, we're not.
No, there's homes there.
Oh, the homes. Okay, well, the homeowners are not going to pay for that road. I know you said it should be responsible of the developer and the people of the north. We don't charge residents for homes. So the homeowners are not paying for that road.
I don't own the property north of the road.
We're getting a little wacky here.
Well, no, my point is this. I think you both need each other. That's one way that you're going to get my support. And so I don't like this, well, prorated, because they could say, well, we're not going to help. We're not going to work with you for this other. See, they could just said that they can develop their portion right now. But that doesn't solve my – that's not getting my vote, because I want the road to go all the way through. So I won't support – a 49th Street come in there and develop that portion to the east of 49th. I'm not going to support that part being developed without the road going all the way through. So you're not going to get me there. But you're not going to get your road without their support and their help on that portion. So I don't like this prorated and I'm not responsible. You don't get your part of the road from 49th Street to the west without them.
That's
okay. Wait.
I'm just saying. I'm making my case here. Your Honor, so I'm going to continue.
You have the floor.
I do have the floor, so she's going to wait. So to me, this whole proration stuff, I'm not buying. I mean, to me, this is a 50-50 cost. You need each other. So figure it out. I said this last time. You do, because I'm not going to, at least this is just my vote. For my vote, this whole thing has got to go through. And you need Creative Homes for that portion from 49th Street West. You need their help on that, because they don't need you to develop that portion to the east of 49. They don't need you at all. They could just do it.
Well, then what you're saying is we should let them put 49th Street in all the way up to Marquette, up to 49th Street, and then when they're done, then we'll come back in and say we will then now look at it.
I won't support that.
Wait. Everybody, let's stop for a second. Let's be real clear. There's one issue here. Who pays for the north side of the design on Marquette from 49th East? Who pays for the north side of that design? To me, that's the only question that has to be answered. Right? Am I missing something?
Well, Mayor, I just want to point out that Creative Homes was willing to potentially spend this extra design money at this point, again, to try to work with everybody, to work with them, to work with the city goals in mind. We don't really need to spend that money at this point, but we kind of overextended that we would be willing to be, you know, cooperative in that sense. But again, in doing so, we need to have some guarantees that road's going to go through as well. So, you know, it's difficult. We own our parcel. They don't yet. So it's difficult to get that guarantee at this part. Because if it doesn't go through, then that leaves the city, you know, either getting some land from Wally, taking some land from Wally, somehow getting that road through, because, you know, we obviously have a house to protect here that we don't want to take down. We're working around various aspects there. It's not a straight, easy situation.
Let me finish what I wanted to say. The design of this road ultimately needs to be worked out by you two in consultation with city engineering planning. It goes like this. I don't care. Actually, I think that's a plus because it'll slow traffic down here. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I look at all of this. I don't care how you split it up. You essentially have half the road. He essentially has, I'm going to say a quarter of the road. Okay? Then the issue is who pays for the north side? The design portion of the north side of the road between 49th and the elementary school.
You're talking here.
The north side.
The north side? It's already there.
That's who she is.
That road's going to go away.
Exactly. That road's going to be ripped up and gone. That's not going to be there.
And it's not going to fit. I'm going to make this point. Right. This does not belong in front of the Common Council at this time. It's not done. It's not ready to go. What decision do you want us to make? There's 15 of them here. It's not for us. All in one will help convince me that it is.
Well, I think
we spend way too much time on these things.
Well, it's important to understand all the moving parts and the facts. And that's why I wanted to have it here before you. So, I mean, it's our job to understand all the facts on this. So I think the complication is not so much 49th to 51st Street. They're both agreeing that they'll do that, but developer A owns all the property on the south side of the road, and developer B only owns from 49th Street over.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah. Right, but what I'm hearing is you're asking someone who could come in and use 49th Street over to pay for it, and you're asking someone who can come in and go 49th Street that way to pay for someone else's. So typically, I guess I want to ask the city attorney, and how did we do Evergreen when we assessed it? We put in the road. We assessed it back to Rick Prisbella. It was supposed to be paid when it was purchased. It wasn't. It was supposed to be 5 lots. Then it wasn't. Then it was 4 lots, and then it was 2 lots deferred. And now we're saying, okay, not only we're not going to let you, developer, develop that property, and we're not going to let you defer it, because we did with the other guy on the south because we needed that road, we're going to make you pay for the section that you don't even own, even though you don't need it. So they don't need to go that way, but they're going to pay for that half because half the road's theirs. But they don't own any frontage on that side. So if the road goes where the road should go, it will swing down not quite as far as the parentheses line. It'll be on the south side of the street, and that's where the sidewalk would have to go, because that was the sidewalk will have to go to match up with the school. And in order for us to know where 50-50th Street, which there's two cul-de-sacs coming down, in order for those to line up, I need to point this out.
Alderwoman, I don't think you do. I think we're down into the weeds that none of the aldermen care about.
There's a road.
Is there a point of order here? Kristen.
All right, you don't want to know how they have to match up.
No, I don't.
I guess I'd like the city attorney's opinion. Let me just get the city attorney's opinion on assessments for roads. Is it based on you owning the property or not owning the property that you get assessed for a road? You get assessed for property, you front or you don't front.
Mr. City Attorney.
Per the code, there is no specific requirement with regard to streets, because it's rare for the city of Franklin to undertake public construction of a street and then specially assess it. With regard to sewer, water, etc., yes, it's consistently been on a front foot basis of the abutting property owner. If it's a public construction project, especially a set.
Can I just add something?
Ms. Watson,
I think,
let's not do a lot more of this.
No, I think that we're talking assessments, and I think the proration piece that we're in disagreement on is with the design. Because I feel, and I think, you know, Rick Creative Homes feels that both of us need this road from point A to point B. So from a design standpoint was where I was saying that we believe it should be an equal split. We're not talking construction. That's a whole nother component.
It's kind of the way I thought of it. Alderman Wilhelm, you still have the floor.
Well, actually, the developer on the north doesn't need to go to the school. It needs to go out. Your section, because you want to develop on that section, you need that section. He doesn't need that section. But I believe Mr. Arbenal, before Ms. Watson spoke, asked to speak, so I'm going to give the floor to him.
Really?
He did. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. I thought I recognized
him. He did.
Mr. Arbenal.
Thank you. From the design point, from 49 to 51st Marquette Street, Source One development is very, very, very close, if not, it's very close to what we have designed with our engineers, showing the road on the property curving down and missing the Havlewoods house and being almost identical. So from a design point of view, from 49 to 51st, we have one on the table, and I think we can verify it with Nick and Glenn. If they would have an objection, please state so. We are very close on that. And what we were looking for was that design from 49th to 51st so that we could now proceed with our we have our design, we have our layout, we're working on the storm, so we are in the process. We have not had the luxury of time that Creative Homes and the developers to the south has had. We have the contract under Wally Habowitz very recently. And so we are working hard and doing our due diligence on the property. We plan to go forward with this. And the design from 49th to 51st is very, very close.
My understanding that we're here because you asked for a specific amount of information
from 49th 49th to 51st design.
But you asked for a specific amount of specific information. Is that correct?
Correct. I was here for the design from 49th to 51st Street.
And you wanted what information from the city?
I wanted the guidance as to what that process was going to be, and then we could come forward with our plan.
So you wanted to know right away width, right?
Well, that would be an area of concern, correct. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to know elevation? Road elevation?
We can work within ballpark ranges, correct.
Okay. What else did you need to know?
That is what we would need to know, and then we could bring our...
Is there a motion to table? There's nothing for the city to do here. There is nothing for us to do other than the city engineer provide some information to you. Is that correct?
Well,
I want to treat you with respect, but I don't think that's a hard question.
Right. If we can get our design from 49th to 51st, we...
Your design, working with them.
Correct.
Am I missing something?
I believe they have the ability to design between themselves.
I'm going to move on to G8. An ordinance to amend the ordinance 20. No, we're going to skip G8 because that funds the G7.
You don't want any motions on any of these things
to
table or anything, or just you're just going to avoid them?
I think we just
them?
Wasted 45 minutes of everybody's lives.
Well, actually, you may think it was a waste, but I think it's important that we understand the development. It's going to come before you eventually. Why not learn about it up front?
Item G9 is purchase of a 2018 Ford F-550 Super
Duty. So moved. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10 is authorization for a $400 a month
so moved.
Vehicle allowance.
Second.
Any discussion?
Discussion.
Alderman Amir.
I just want to point out I'm going to abstain on this because I've known Patrick for a long time and I just don't want any illusion of collusion. Mm-hmm. So
all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one abstention. Item G11 is to authorize staff to proceed with public safety services review.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, Chief. Good presentation. Item G12 is presentation of the budget timetable for the 2019 budget. This is all okay now? We've got a couple issues worked out.
This is what we did last year, basically.
So we'll do it. No, this is more compact than last year.
This is more compact?
We're not going to start in April.
Oh, yeah.
Alderman Luberta.
There are two different actions on the council action sheet. Action one would adopt what would be the normal or regular calendar. And then there was a request that we do some work earlier in this year because of the challenges with last year. And if the council wishes to do that, we've suggested action two, that April, potentially May, depending on how the audit and other responsibilities with some the development issues go for finance, we would bring in some preliminary numbers again and have an initial discussion on where to go from that point.
So motion to adopt the schedule.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Action
this is
one,
first, like, action item.
Action one?
Yep. Madam Clerk?
The November 6th date that is on there is the November
election.
General election. So if you want to adopt it as is, and we'll go back and come back with some...
Or just proposed. Change that to November 5th now.
Committee of the whole.
Well,
I'm okay with that.
I'd rather come back.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, so the
talking with Mark.
Action stands. All those in favor, action
aye.
One.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Action two is directed the Director of Administration then to prepare a preliminary report.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Okay, we have the first one, Omansky, approve of the letter, and then the next four are approved. That's the motion.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I1 is Vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers ending date of February 15th, the amount of $2,140,671.37, and payroll dated February 16th, in the amount of $382,775.58, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $395,946 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated March 2nd, estimated $374,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated at $211,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds and payments with an ending date February 15th in the amount of $6,273,383.16.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Alderman aye. Nelson.
Oh, sorry. Roll call. Sorry. I was just getting on a roll.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.